From Lake Wasota, once again, here's Pat Kreitlow.
Whatever Luke Mathers is getting paid today needs to be doubled, because not only did he bring us a Michael McDonald song, he brought us the right Michael McDonald song for the moment, as he tells us here. Yes, sometimes we do. We keep forgetting what time it is. So for those of you who said, what the hell was that? So did I. So did I.
Pat almost fell backwards out of his chair, folks, because he realized as we went to the break, he's like, all right, talk to you tomorrow. And we got one more left.
I've already got my 11 o'clock, you know, meeting and routine on the brain here. So I'm thinking 11. It's not 11. It's 9 minutes till 11 o'clock. So
but the funny
welcome back to Up North News. I'm Pat Kreitlow.
The funny aspect was I already had the Michael McDonald song queued up because you had previously said that Kenny Loggins was Michael McDonald. And so I was like, oh, this is perfect. And then you like fed into it even more. And so it was just excellent timing. That's all.
It was like a self-fulfilling prophecy on your part. So that's
fair enough.
That's great. Yeah. Yep. I mentioned earlier about the state Republican Party putting out something noting that this is the anniversary of the Kenosha riots. And I thought, well, there's some extra work. No, it turns out there's actually more to it. I'm looking at the Twitter thread from Milwaukee Journal Sentinel politics reporter Molly Beck, showing us that in Kenosha right now is candidate for Governor Tim Michaels, Congressman Brian Stile, and Republican candidate for Attorney General Eric Toney, touring the sites of destruction during the 2020 riots. Again, not to minimize the destruction, certainly not to minimize the harm that was done to people there. But again, to say, I doubt we're going to hear anything in there about what led to those circumstances and the problems in our institutions and in our systems that frankly can lead to all of this happening again.
Not only that, though, I don't know if you saw this story because it kind of flew under the radar, but there was a federal indictment that was unsealed in the last 10 days or so, I believe. And it shows that there were outside forces from residents in St. Paul. Actually, two more individuals were charged federally, and it was unsealed. And it was five individuals total that came to Kenosha on the day that everybody's referencing right now with this anniversary. And they were out. This wasn't just the protesters protesting the Jacob Blake shooting that were doing the arson and the looting. Like, these individuals from Minnesota came from where I believe similar things were happening after George Floyd. And there are federal cases being pursued there as well. But we're finding out that these were bad actors that came, coordinated efforts to commit the crimes of looting and arson. And I have a feeling that that's not going to be referenced at all by those three Republican candidates that you're saying are in Kenosha today.
But thankfully, other people are. And, you know, looking just a little bit more at other reaction to that's come out. Here's one of my heroes, State Representative Francesca Hong, who notes on her Twitter feed, puts things in their context. 2 years ago today, on August 23rd, 2020, Jacob Blake was shot and seriously injured by police officer Rustin Shesky in Kenosha. Shesky shot Blake seven times in the back in the presence of his children. Kenosha County DA Michael Gravely did not charge Shesky, and in April of 2021, it was reported that he had returned to regular duty. Representative Hong goes on to write, "There is no excuse that Shesky is out patrolling freely while Jacob Blake lives with the unjust scars of police brutality. Black Americans continue to be targeted and murdered by police, and our criminal justice system aids and abates their white supremacy." Representative Hong goes on to write, "I extend my love to Jacob Blake and his family and pledge to do better in the legislature to bring about accountability and justice for the many that have suffered at the hands of police violence. Our policies must change. Our cultures must change. Public safety should include a dedication to rooting out white supremacy in our law enforcement systems, as whiteness isn't the only thing deserving of preservation. Black Americans deserve to feel safe too. Incrementalism, complacency, and cynical politics cannot stand anymore. It is past time for Black lives to really matter here in Wisconsin. Now, if you are a white Wisconsinite and you don't agree with every word of this, that is absolutely your right. Some of this language from Representative Francesca Hong is strong. Where you see white supremacy, you may choose to put in, you know, white privilege. Other people even bristle at that notion, thinking that they have no privilege because somehow they have lost the ability to walk a mile in somebody else's shoes. But it is true that our policies must change and that there must be a change in culture. And there have still been, in the 2 years since that man was shot 7 times in the back, there are still too many instances of people who were not a threat being pumped full of bullets while white mass shooters are taken down peacefully. And that's just too convenient to be coincidental. So just remember that for the rest of today. When you're hearing about the anniversary of the Kenosha riots, no, this is the anniversary of something terrible that happened in Kenosha that then led, as Luke said, to outsiders coming in to agitate more trouble, all in the name of trying to bring justice to people of color and communities of color who are not looking for any special treatment, but just looking to no longer be singled out and put in harm's way to a greater degree than you or I would be for the same kind of behavior. So it's not the place where we would necessarily want to wrap up our visit today. And I mean it this time that we're wrapping up our visit, but this is some of the things that just came down that I wanted to keep you all up to speed on. Brewers Law or Brewers One. See, look at that. I'm thrown off.
Discombobulated. We need to get Dan Schaefer back and get some recombobulation going on.
Well, especially when you went out of the Kenny Loggins song that I mistakenly said was Michael McDonald, remembering that Michael McDonald was the background singer. You hear him about as much as you hear Kenny Loggins in that song. It was not a complete, you know.
Okay,
it was not a completely unforced error.
YouTube didn't give the accreditation then at that point. It just said that it was Kenny Loggins heart to heart. Sorry. I don't know the background, I guess.
No. It was still a mistake. I own the mistake. Okay. I own the mistake. I'm just explaining that. But then again, Michael McDonald is in, I don't know, 97% of all Yacht Rock tunes in some way, shape, or form. He's a background singer in so many of these.
Or the inspiration. And yeah, it's just...
For the inspiration. Yes, exactly. So thank you again for playing along. Few too many unforced errors today, but we'll work on that. There's always tomorrow. So thanks again for your visit. And since I already said goodbye once before, I'm just going to shut my mouth.